Welcome to the Financial Finish Line with Greg Lavelle, founder of RetirementAdvisors.net. With over 25 years of helping clients with pre- and post-retirement income planning, Greg is committed to always putting your needs first to help ensure you have a stable, reliable retirement. His comprehensive system for wealth accumulation and tax planning allows him to uncover the right strategies for you while at the same time preserving and protecting your wealth. Greg leverages his expertise in retirement income planning, including Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care, so he can assist you in mapping out the retirement income strategy that's right for you. And now, here's your host of the Financial Finish Line, Greg Lavelle.
Hello again, and thank you for joining us for the Financial Finish Line, a show built with your retirement dreams in mind. We have a great show for you today, packed full of thoughtful information that I believe will help you start the process of thinking about your own retirement goals. Whether you're heading into retirement or already in retirement, we do our best to give good information to help you make informed financial decisions. But before we get started, let me introduce my co-host, Tracy Davis. Thank you, Tracy, for joining us today on the Financial Finish Line.
And thank you, Greg, for having me here today. You know, there's a lot of things to love in life, like a great cup of coffee, your favorite TV drama, lunch with close friends, and let's add to that list what you do on the show. And that's laying out simple, easy-to-understand information to help our listeners make confident decisions about their finances in retirement. We love doing that for you. We'll be giving you ways to connect with Greg throughout the show. First, we encourage you to visit retirementadvisors.net. That's retirementadvisors.net. Or if you like, you can give Greg a call at any time today. You can reach him at 888-637-3847.
Yes, and I'd love to connect with you and do my best to answer your questions and address your concerns when it comes to retirement income planning. We have a lot of ground to cover today. We need to cover some specifics about planning for taxes in retirement. People think that their taxes will be eliminated or dramatically reduced because they're not working anymore, but that's most often not the case. Plus, I'd like to get down to basics and give you three things that you can do right now to start preparing for your income in retirement. But first, I'd like to start us off with something more on the light side. Let's play a game that highlights five common misconceptions about Social Security. We know that Social Security benefits are a significant component to any retirement income plan. Having a gap in your understanding of Social Security can lead to a poor decision, and we don't want you to make that poor decision. So, I put together five common misconceptions related to Social Security. To have some fun to start off our show, I'm going to put them out there one at a time and let Tracy guess if it's fact or fiction. Tracy, did you get that?
Oh man, I am not good at taking quizzes, but I'll do my best. So I just have to guess fact or fiction?
That's right, just fact or fiction. Let's get started. Number one, there's a big change coming to Social Security benefits to 2022. Fact or fiction?
I think I know this one. I'm going with fact.
That's right. 2022 marks something pretty big for Social Security benefits, a 5.9% jump in the COLA, which is the cost of living adjustment that the Social Security Administration determines is necessary for seniors to maintain their living arrangement. In fact, that's the largest jump in the cost of living in 39 years, so that is a pretty big deal. To give some context around what this means for those drawing Social Security benefits, if you had been drawing, for example, $67,000 annually as a couple in Social Security benefits for 2021, your benefits will increase to over $70,000 a year. Typically, the COLA ranges from 1 to 2% annually, so an increase of 5.9% is pretty big stuff.
Wow, that's a big jump. I did pretty good on the first factor fiction. Bring on number two.
Here you go. Fact or fiction? Social Security is an entitlement.
I'm going to go with fiction.
Right again. I'd say that people who like to frame it as an entitlement program are using mostly political rhetoric. The reality is that Social Security benefits are based on work and earnings history. Let me say that again. It's based on work and earnings history. In order to qualify for benefits in retirement, you'll generally need 40 quarters of work history. That's 10 years of working at a minimum. Benefits are based on index monthly earnings over the top 35 years of earnings history. Okay, you're 2 for 2 so far. Ready to keep going?
Sure.
All right. Number 3, working longer can help your level of benefits. Fact or fiction?
That sounds like it's related to the one we just did, so I'm going to go with fact.
That is indeed a fact. People who continue to earn money from employment or self-employment can increase the level of their benefits even if they've already accumulated a 35-year earnings history. Remember, they look at the 35 top earnings years when making their calculation. Continuing to work a few more years can increase the amount of their benefits if these additional earnings will replace some of the lower earnings years that make up that 35-year history. Okay, you're 3 for 3. Let's move on to number 4. You have an account with the Social Security Administration holding your money. Fact or fiction?
Yeah, that sounds right to me. I'm going to go with fact.
No, sorry. That's fiction. A big misconception about Social Security is that each individual has a specific account, which holds all the money you've had withheld from your paycheck over the years. Some might think of it as if it were their bank account, but it's not. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Social Security system is largely a pay-as-you-go system where withholdings today are used to pay benefits for current recipients. Do you understand that? If you're still earning a paycheck and Social Security withholdings are being taken out of your paycheck, that money is funding the benefits of the current group that's taking Social Security. Sorry, all you Gen Xers and millennials. There's no account in Washington with your name on it. Now, in turn, the next generation will pay your benefits. Does that make you nervous?
A little bit. I hope they work hard.
Yeah, me too. Okay, you're 3 for 4. Still pretty good. Here's the last fact of fiction about Social Security. Just like stimulus payments, Social Security benefits are tax-free. Fact or fiction?
That's a tough one. I think that they can't be taxed since, in essence, they've already been taxed. I'm going to go with fact.
Well, this is a tough one to answer because the actual answer is, it depends. It's yes or no, but more no than yes. Many people think Social Security benefits cannot be taxed, but if your income exceeds certain levels, your benefits will be taxed. Currently, for single individuals, if their income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you may have to pay income tax on up to 50% of your benefits. If your income exceeds more than $34,000, up to 85% of your benefits may be taxable. It's a little more equitable for married couples. The floor is $32,000 of combined income. For those couples who earn between $32,000 and $44,000, you may have to pay income tax on up to 50% of your benefits. Above that, up to 85% of your benefits may be taxable. And taxes will apply regardless of your age. So, there you have it. 5 misconceptions about Social Security. How did you do?
Well, that last one was tricky, but I'm going to claim that I still got it right. So, 4 out of 5? Not bad.
And how did you do, our loyal listeners? Did you do pretty good? Remember, we're retirementadvisors.net. And if you have questions about your Social Security benefits, we'd like to talk more about that with you. Call 888-637-3847 and take advantage of our free retirement readiness assessment. We can do a face-to-face meeting or we can connect virtually. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. 888-637-3847. That's 888-637-3847 or connect with us online at retirementadvisors.net. Our website is easy to navigate and you can schedule an appointment with me to start your free retirement readiness assessment. So check it out, retirementadvisors.net.
Well, Greg, you know, I'm spending a little bit more time at home lately. And my to-do list has gotten about a mile long. Does that ever happen at your house?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, and then you add the honey-do list and the projects around the house and sports. And before you know it, I mean, the list just keeps growing, which for me sometimes ends up meaning I don't do anything.
It's almost like that analysis paralysis. The list gets too long, and this can happen with any type of project that's daunting. I would put retirement income planning squarely in that category as well. There's a lot of moving parts with that. So today, I want to keep it really, really simple.
Agreed. Let's just focus on something more bite-sized. How about you give us your top three topics for retirement income planning? The things that should be on our list, our retirement planning list, that if we don't have them, you're not going to be set up for success. So what are those top three items?
I see where you're going because people come in all the time and they put this off. Or maybe they're coming in to us because they want to talk about something their current financial professional is not talking about. When I'm talking with people, one of the first things I ask is, what's your biggest fear in retirement? 98 or 99% of the time, I hear running out of money in some form. I understand why. The current generation that's retiring has gone through some pretty large hiccups. In the past 20 years, we've seen the market correct more than twice. We've seen it come back a few times, and most people don't want to go through that yo-yo if their journey into retirement is on the horizon. Let's start with number one, and that's income planning. Let's make sure that we have enough money. The other 2% of responses I usually hear is paying for health care. Whether it's long-term care expenses or Medicare, people need to have a strategy that addresses paying for everything in retirement, and that includes health care. Costs are more likely going up, so paying for quality health care is definitely going to be number two. When we start talking with people, we find an overwhelming number of people have another big concern about taxes in retirement. I'd say that a significant reason that many people come in to retirementadvisors.net is because they want somebody who's going to talk to them about taxes. And we think tax efficiency is one of the most important topics because the less tax you need to pay, the longer or the further your money will go when you receive it in retirement.
And I feel like it's a topic that just gets overlooked time and time again in retirement planning because people have this assumption that they're going to pay less in taxes in retirement. Greg, you say that's not always the case, and it can really be a big deal if you overlook it.
I think it's an old wives' tale that comes into play. We've come full circle with thousands of baby boomers retiring every day. We're realizing it's not necessarily the case. You think that your biggest earnings years are behind you. A lot of you that are listening, you've had great jobs, engineers, business owners, teachers. It's kind of the millionaire next door. These jobs most likely offer the ability to put money into a retirement savings plan, and you could have maxed it out plus whatever employer matches. You put money into it for years and years and years, and with the power of the market, you've had a good run and it continues to grow. When you look at your 401k statement, and let's say you have $500,000 in it and your spouse has $500,000, together you have $1 million in your retirement savings plan. That's not uncommon these days, and at age 72, you'll have a required minimum distribution of around $39,000 from those 401ks. Add to that your Social Security benefit payments of possibly $80,000 as a couple per year, as an example, and you're looking at an annual income of just under $120,000 without putting away anything into 401ks anymore. This is just an illustration, but would that annual income put this couple in a lower tax bracket? Probably not. So it makes a lot more sense to plan out strategies to address this. If this hits close to home for you, I want to visit with you and help you through that process, starting with a free retirement readiness assessment. I'd really like to hear from you. Give me a call at the office, 888-637-3847.
I want to ask you about saving for retirement because this is a question that comes up a lot. I feel like we should know the answer to this question by now, but it really stumps a lot of people, and rightly so. How do we know if we're saving enough in retirement? Is there a way? Is there an easy way to find out?
For a starting point, what you need to do is figure out what your budget in retirement will be. What will you be spending on a monthly basis or an annual basis? But the problem is, when you're retired, when you're living on that money, you have to factor in the negative years in the market. Going from a bull market to a bear market could be a 20% decline. You may think, that's okay, it'll come back, But when you have a 20% reduction in the value of your assets that you're counting on for your retirement, and you've pulled out a good portion so that your compounding ability is diminished for that money to be replaced, it could very well knock your retirement income goals off course. That's hard to factor in, so we have tools and strategies we can utilize to help you navigate that landscape. And that's the key. It's sitting down with somebody that does this regularly and figuring it out. Nobody has a crystal ball. You're looking at past performance and health and budgeting and making adjustments when something changes. If a tax law changes, if a president changes, if your health changes, we have to modify and be able to adjust. With our free retirement readiness assessment, we'll walk you through these areas step by step.
The number to reach out if you'd like to get started with your free retirement readiness assessment is 888-637-3847. If you're working with a financial professional, my hat's off to you. Way to be proactive, helping you grow your money. Greg will tell you that sometimes the professional that gets you to retirement isn't the right professional to get you through retirement. And the great thing about retirementadvisors.net is that they're custom suited for retirement income planning. Retirementadvisors.net takes into account what you may need for a successful retirement income plan. Again, that's 888-637-3847. And sometimes it's just that simple phone call to get you started. So give them a call today, 888-637-3847.
We're getting close to the end of the program, but before we go, I want to chat about such an exhilarating and tantalizing and thrilling topic, taxes in retirement. Very few things can compare to that, right? Okay, joking aside, I really do love talking about taxes because I understand it's really boring for most people to talk about taxes. But I also realize how important it is to help people understand the tax implications in their retirement. When you're building a retirement income plan, it's essential to know how your investments and the accounts that you own are going to be taxed. And that way you can make informed decisions about how you're going to manage your finances. I like to try and simplify the rather complicated subject of tax classifications and retirement accounts so that you can identify what you already own. So, rule number one about taxes. Most investments are taxable at some point in time. There's a difference between tax avoidance and being tax efficient. Tax avoidance will get you into some legal hot water, so to speak. Don't avoid paying the taxes you owe to the IRS. Tax efficiency, however, is utilizing existing tax law in your favor. So you potentially pay less in taxes. There are two types of tax classifications in regards to your retirement savings accounts. Non-qualified and qualified. Every statement that you get as it pertains to money invested will denote if it is either a qualified or non-qualified plan. And this type of terminology can be confusing. So let's first look at non-qualified accounts. Some examples of non-qualified accounts would be a bank account, money market, a checking or savings. And these can be single or joint or trust accounts. If it's what's known as a qualified account, it would essentially give you a cover or an umbrella over your investments from the yearly taxation. Eventually, you're going to have to pay taxes on these accounts, but right now they're growing tax deferred because they're protected from taxation. Another way to think of a qualified account is tax deferred. The key is the tax status of the account and not what type of fund you have. It's just how they're taxed at the present time. Typical examples of qualified accounts include an IRA, which stands for an individual retirement account. Also, there's a 401k, a 403b, and a 457. These are all qualified accounts. A 401k might be for a for-profit company, 403b is for a nonprofit, and a 457 is for the government agency. All qualified accounts like these are going to be taxed on a tax-deferred basis, meaning they're not taxed today at today's rates, but rather down the line when the money is taken out in retirement. Sounds great, right? You're saving the tax payment today and deferring that payment for a day in the future. But what if the tax rates are higher in the future? Is that really better? It's something to really think about. I frequently get asked which is better or what performs better, an IRA or a 401k. Which one should I have? Does it even matter if you have an IRA or a 401k? There are differences between those two in contribution amounts, and perhaps you have a match at a 401k with your employer that you won't get with an individual IRA. The key here is IRA is under the umbrella and is growing tax deferred because it's a qualified account. A 401k is also under the tax umbrella and grows tax deferred because it's a qualified account. It's the investments that reside inside these accounts that are gaining or losing in value. When you pull money out of the tax deferred account, it can be taxable at that point in time. Now, let's shift our focus to the Roth IRA and Roth 401k. So, with a Roth IRA and Roth 401k, both your contributions and your earnings are going to be withdrawn tax-free because you've already paid taxes on your contributions. Once you take your contributions back out, you don't have to pay taxes on them again. The power of a Roth IRA and Roth 401k is that the earnings are also tax-free, as long as some qualifications are met. You'll need to be at least 59 and a half years old before you access them. And the account needs to have been open and established for a minimum of 5 years. If you meet these qualifications, your gains are also going to be tax-free. Two other types of purely tax-free accounts would be specially designed life insurance and health savings accounts. The key takeaway today is that performance is not dictated by an account type, but taxes inside your account have an incredible impact on how much those accounts can be ultimately worth. That's why it's so important to understand what you own. Is it qualified or is it non-qualified? Is it taxable or is it tax-free? That's something that I can help you with. I'm going to show you exactly how your accounts are taxed. So when you figure out how they're taxed and what their tax classification is, that gives you the confidence and control to move them around and see what the impact on your retirement accounts and what your taxable liabilities could be, and to be most efficient with that. Now, do you ever wonder if your taxes will go up in the future? If you do, I don't think you're alone. Who of us wouldn't want to know that our taxes are going to rise or fall to 5, 10, 20 years from now? Raise one hand if you think taxes are going to rise in the next 10 years. Now, raise one hand if you think tax rates are going to fall in the next 10 years. Yeah, that's what I thought. While none of us has a crystal ball and we can't predict the future, I think we all have a pretty good grasp on where we think the tax rates are going. So let's chat about it. If we think taxes are going up in the future, or will we have a higher tax bracket looming on the horizon? It's important to understand where taxes have been and how taxes have evolved over the years and how retirement itself has evolved. Older generations were far more comfortable with tightening their belt. They were taught that they need to prepare to live off 70% of their workable income in retirement, that they had a pension to provide that income for them. Today, pensions are basically non-existent. Today's retirees aren't comfortable going backwards and living off 70% of their work income. Almost every single person that I meet at retirementadvisors.net has the same goal, and that's to maintain their current lifestyle. They don't want to go backwards. If they have a little bit of luxury fund, they want to use that money to enjoy the things that they've never experienced. At their core of their goals, they just want to maintain their lifestyle. And if you're maintaining your lifestyle, likely you'll be maintaining your income, which keeps you in the same tax bracket. Additionally, in retirement, you may have far less items to offset their tax liabilities. There are two major items that are likely unavailable for you in retirement, and that's a mortgage interest deduction and child tax credits. A third thing to consider, historically speaking, we're in one of the lowest tax bracket environments in this nation's history. I know that's kind of surprising to a lot of people, but right now the top marginal tax bracket is 37%. Back in the 1950s and 60s, it got up to 90%. Taxes are essentially on sale right now. Nobody can predict the future. I certainly can't. But if you think of it that way, it's likely that taxes are probably going up. So if you think that taxes are going up, and you don't want to go backwards in your lifestyle. What does that mean? It means right now might be the opportunity to rearrange some of your accounts to potentially increase your tax efficiency by moving it from tax-deferred accounts to a tax-free account. Is this appropriate for every single person? Absolutely not. But that's something I can help you with. I could show you if it's appropriate to rearrange how your portfolio is invested from a taxable standpoint. If you have an opportunity and it is appropriate for you to pay taxes right now, when you think that they're going to be lower than they will be in the future, that could make a big difference in your retirement plan. So, we cannot control ultimately how much we pay in taxes. We can't determine what your tax bracket is going to be. No one has control over that. What we do have control over is when you pay your taxes. And that's a lot of power. You have the opportunity to make some choices that could potentially save you thousands of dollars in retirement. RetirementAdvisors.net does not give tax advice. You will need to contact a tax professional.
Well, Greg, we're about out of time for today. Thank you for sharing with us from your years of experience. As always, we hope it gives our listeners so many things to consider, things that maybe they haven't even thought about before regarding their own retirement and developing a strategy for income. We want to encourage you to work with a financial professional that has a focus on helping people heading into and through their retirement journey. Before we go, Greg, why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and get started with a free retirement readiness assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call today at 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE, and we'll get you started on your free retirement readiness assessment. Or you can visit our website, which is retirementadvisors.net, and schedule an appointment to get started. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Securities offered through Client One Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Retirement Advisors and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated. Licensed insurance professional. Respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. This material has been prepared for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice. Licensed to sell insurance in the following states: Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maine. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in a period of declining values. Any reference to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity products are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.